All right, we're going to get started this morning with Pastor Matt. He's going to bring us a word from God, specifically for us men. And if you guys want, there's more food, there's seconds there. You can go and grab as much as you want. Finish up eating while Pastor Matt is preaching. So let's give him a warm welcome as he comes.
How are you doing this morning? Thank you for coming out. So I'm going to give the kitchen staff a warm round of applause for thanking them for what they have done and for creating an environment for us to be able to learn and to hear from God this morning. I'm going to be preaching a message. Give me just a second. I'm going to be preaching a message out of the book of Judges. So if you have your Bibles and you want to follow along with that, you can. It's going to be Judges chapter 16, 21, and verses 28. That was some technical difficulty here, but I'd like to record myself because I figured if you guys have to listen to myself, then I should probably listen to myself as well. But that's not going to work today. All right, anyhow, I'm going to be preaching a sermon that I've entitled Strength or Vision. Strength or Vision out of Judges 16, verse 21. Tracer rounds were developed in 1915 in the United Kingdom. And tracer fire helps those that are shooting at other people, soldiers. It illuminates exactly where it is that they are shooting. While these pyrotechnic projectiles are not nearly as potent or powerful as traditional ammunition, they have been used in warfare for over 100 years. And this is because the strength of firepower, the strength of bullets, and their effectiveness are only as good as what they are able to hit. And you are only able to hit that which you are able to see. It is important that those on the battlefield are able to see the objective to hit their marker. Tracer fire brings visibility to the battlefield. Without spiritual sight or spiritual vision and an illuminated perspective, our strength can be misdirected, and oftentimes it is misdirected against things that are what we feel. Maybe we'll misdirect them on things that we're able to see in the natural, things that our own ambitions, our own desires cause us to aim at. But it is spiritual vision that allows us to be able to see what it is that we actually need to be able to see in a spiritual fight. And make no mistake, we are living in an age where there is a spiritual battle going on. Famous quote that says, when you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. And those who lack vision lack an aim. They have no aim in their life. The church world is a common place where we can see this. There are people that are living in sin. There are people that are desperate, that need help, that need to know the gospel. And meanwhile, the church has given themselves to soup kitchens and blankets for the homeless. In and of itself, there's nothing wrong with this, but they are misdirecting the strength, the power that they've been given. The purpose is being spent in other areas and in other arenas. We're going to be looking in Judges at Samson. He had this problem. Here is a man of incredible power, supernatural strength, but Samson did not have vision. Judges 16, starting in verse 21. So the Philistines captured him, talking about Samson, and gouged out his eyes, and they took him to Gaza, where he was bound with bronze chains and forced to grind grain in the prison. Skipping down to verse 28. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, Sovereign Lord, remember me again, O God, please strengthen me just one more time. With one blow, let me pay back the Philistines for the loss of my two eyes. I want to look at our first point at the strength of vision. Because we must understand the enemy's view of strength, the strength that man possesses, and what his opinion of it is. Because the enemy is not deeply concerned or troubled by a man's strength or the strength that a man possesses in his own abilities. Samson here is a man of incredible strength. He is known widely throughout the region. A man who was able to kill 1,000 men by himself. A man who was able to do incredible feats of strength. Yet this did not stop the enemy from specifically targeting Samson and trying to come after him. We read this in Judges 15. The men of Judah asked them, "Why did you come here to fight us?" And they answered, "We've come to make Samson our prisoner." Who are they targeting? The strongest man. Who are they trying to attack? The one with incredible power. This does not trouble the enemy. They will simply send more forces to attack that stronger individual. 5 times we read about specific instances in a few short chapters of the Philistines initiating fights with Samson. However, the enemy is very deeply troubled by a man with vision. It is sight that concerns the enemy. So the Philistines captured him and gouged out his eyes. In fact, if possible, the enemy will actually try to use the strength that you have for its own purposes and its own desires. They took him to Gaza, where they bound him with bronze chains and forced him to grind in the prison. Here's Samson, the strongest man, and what do? They give him unlimited food supply and let him work out 24/7. I can just picture Samson in there, moving and doing all this stuff, eating handfuls of grain, getting pumped up on this thing. Like, "Hey, what are you in for?" He's like, women. it's like, "Your mama, who said that?" And so here's Samson. He is there bulking up. He is there working, developing strength. The enemy's not concerned about that. The enemy was concerned about his eyes and his ability to see. Judges 16:21, they took him to Gaza where they bound him in chains and put out his eyes. It isn't strength that causes men to be feared. It is their vision that causes them to be feared. The enemy will target the eyes of a man in order to rob him of his vision. Judges 14:1, Samson went down to Timnah and he saw a young Philistine woman there. Where is it that you choose to go that is influencing the things that you are looking at? What things have captured your eyes that are going to be your downfall? What you see and what you look at makes vision vulnerable. What things have captured your eyes? What are you looking at? Consider the power that comes through vision. When we are able to identify the enemy, it requires sight if we're going to be able to recognize his traps, his snares. When we have visions, the threats become obvious. It becomes easy to see and recognize when the enemy is coming to attack us. Samson could not see the danger of Delilah and the threat that this Philistine woman possessed. He would constantly go down there and spend time with this woman, even though it is so obvious. We read it in the text. She's asking him the strength. He tells her some lie, makes up some story, and next thing you know, the Philistines are upon you. The first time, maybe, okay. Second time, but come on, after 5 times, Samson, what are you doing? Can you not see that the enemy is directly targeting your life through this area? We can see it, but because Samson lacked vision, he was blind to the attacks that were coming into his life. When we have vision, we're able to see where we need to go, and we're able to know how to get there and lead other people to the place that they need to be. Samson never truly saw God's vision for his life, and though he was raised up to be a deliverer, he never led a single man. Great strength, great potential, but nobody followed him because he had no vision. We can see opportunities when we have vision, open doors, things that God wants us to do, things that can be pursued for the future. We can see further than the moments and the opportunities that are right in front of us when we have vision. But Samson never saw beyond his own desires and immediate gratification of the flesh. He was only able to see those things that were right in front of him. He could not look down the road. And finally, vision gives us perspective. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Vision is protective. God's vision protects us from destructive decisions and dangerous traps. Famous quote by Helen Keller, she said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight without vision." I'm actually not sure how she said that. There's been some discrepancies about things she said, didn't say in a lifetime, but that's not the point. Anyhow, I want to look secondly at strength and purpose. Strength and purpose. You see, God gives us strength and power to accomplish His purposes. That is why God gives men strength. That is why God puts power in your hands. Samson was given supernatural strength to help others. It was to save Israel. It was not for himself. Judges 13:5, the conversation with Samson's mother when God comes down. He says, "You will become pregnant and have a son. You must never cut his hair because he will be a Nazarite given to God from birth. He will begin to save Israel from the power of the Philistines." Finding your strength and receiving power is connected to fulfilling God's plan and purpose for your life. As soon as you begin to link yourself to do what God has called you to do, you will find strength that you did not know that you had. Judges 15:14-15, the Philistines came to meet him, shouting for joy. They were excited. They were going to attack Samson. But then the Spirit of the Lord entered Samson and gave him great power. He found the jawbone of a dead donkey, and he killed 1,000 Philistines with it. Incredible feats of power and might are accomplished when we use what God has placed in our hands for His purposes. Things you can never do on your own. Now you are able to do simply because you align your life with the purposes that God has for you and you connect yourself to His vision. It is vital that we're able to see what God's purposes are. It doesn't do us any good for there to be purposes and plans and potential if we're unable to see it. It says in John 4:35, "Lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white on the harvest." Eyes and sight are essential. They are vital to this element if we're going to be able to see what God is talking about and what God wants us to pursue. We can't see God's purposes or plan for the harvest without vision. You see, it is possible that we can possess God-given strength, ability, and talent, but for us to go through life without any vision. Consider the results of strength without vision this morning. Resources that God has intended for His purposes are misdirected. Judges 16:3, we read the story of Samson. Samson stayed with a prostitute until midnight. Then he got up and he took hold of the doors and the two posts of the city gates and he tore them loose, along with the bar, and he put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces the city of Hebron. This is a complete waste of his strength. This is not the intended purpose for him to show off and try to live his life in a carnal, ungodly way, spinning out with a prostitute and then grabbing the large city gates and ripping them free with his own strength. But this is not what God intended for him to do. This is not how God intended for him to live. But this is common when people lack vision for God's purposes and what their intentions are for their lives. They spend their strengths, they spend their abilities in other areas. Whenever Samson used his strength, it was often for the benefit of his own selfish desires. His strength could have brought deliverance, could have brought victory, could have done incredible things, saved souls, carried out God's purposes. But this is true for you and I. What about your strength? What about your abilities, your talents, your resources, your finances, your time, your gifting, your intellect, all of these things that God has placed inside of you, God has put in your hands? Are they being used to carry out God's purposes, or are they being spurned and wasted on frivolous things, on your own desires, on your own selfishness? Once. You see, there's an element that can become, we can become blinded by our strength. Strength has the ability to actually cause us to not be able to see our needs. Samson's downfall was actually connected to his reliance upon his own strength. He was blind to his own limitations and his need for God. Judges 16:20, then she cried out, "Samson, the Philistines have come to capture you." But he woke up and he thought,
I will do as I did before,
and I will set myself free. But he did not realize that the Lord had departed from him. And it is in this moment where he is blinded by his own inabilities, and he is in his own lack, and he is able to be captured by the enemy. When our confidence in our own strength, and it is in our own strength and talent and our abilities, this can blind us. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the strong man who trusts in and relies on frail men, making weak human arm his flesh, and whose mind and heart turn aside from the Lord. It is vision that most concerns the enemy, so it is your vision that the enemy will choose to target. 16:21, the Philistines captured Samson and gouged out his eyes. Finally, I want to look at our last point. I want to look at vision for what is needed. Because you and I need to have vision for things in our lives. Our text describes two conditions of a man. A man that is able to see, and a man that is not able to see and has no vision. Firstly, I want to look at men that have vision. Men who have seen God and his purposes, it is critical. It is critical that they guard their eyes and their vision. If you have vision, if God has spoken to you, if God has revealed himself to you in any way, shape, or form, it is essential that we guard that and protect it. David says in Psalms 19:37, turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. He was praying for his vision. He was saying, God, I do not want my eyes, my vision to be damaged by looking at things that are going to corrupt and destroy and blind me spiritually. I need to have my eyes guarded, and I know that this is a prayer that you're willing to help with. Habakkuk 2, verses 2 through 3, this is a vision that God gives to a prophet, and he gives him instructions about this vision. He tells him, here in Habakkuk 2, verses 2 through 3, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone that passes by will be able to read it, and easily and quickly as they hasten by. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end, and it will not deceive or disappoint. God has given a vision for someone's future, and it is not enough for them to take that vision and swirl it away inside their heart. He says, no, you need to make it known. You need to be able to speak that vision and let other people know that this is what you are aiming for, this is what you are looking at. This provides us with convictions. This provides us with the understanding that, you know what, I've let people know the vision that God's had for my life. There's something about declaring and saying, I have a calling on my life, and letting pastor know and other people know, and holding that that accountability in your life. Because God gave the vision, but it's not simply for you, it is for other people to know about as well. And it must be scribed in stone. In other words, it must be something that is permanent. It must be something that never goes away. Vision is not made to be temporary. Pastor tells us, do not forget in the dark what God told you in the light. The only way you can do that is if you write it down in stone. Vision must be preserved if that is something that God has given you. However, there are men that do not have vision. And there are men that perhaps have lost the vision that they once had. Samson, the Philistines took out his eyes, but Samson had vision problems long before they captured him and gouged out his physical eyes. And this is a sad state of men, especially men that have potential and power, promise and strength, but they're unable to see what God has for their lives. But this issue with Samson and his lack of a vision, it did not change the fact that God still had a promise for him and God still had a plan for his life. Just because Samson couldn't see it, didn't change the fact that God could see it and God still wanted to work out his plan and purpose. You may lack vision this morning and say, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know where I'm supposed to aim my life. It doesn't change the fact that God still plans and has purposes for your life and intends to use you and apply your strengths for what he wants to do through your life. That doesn't change. That is still at work. A lack of vision in a man should actually produce rage. This should produce, being blind should be so frustrating. As I'm getting older, I find myself in need of glasses only sometimes. But it's very frustrating when I'm there and I need to read a menu or read something and I'm like, I can't see it. And I don't have my glasses on and I need to be able to do this simple thing, but I can't see. It causes a frustration. Spiritual blindness should frustrate you. Going through life and constantly running into brick walls and not being able to see the enemy and wondering why I couldn't see that attack. How did I stumble? How did I fall in this pit again, time after time? This should cause you to have serious frustration. This should anger you as a man. And in fact, we see this happen to Samson in Judges 16:28. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, Sovereign Lord, remember me again. Oh God, please strengthen me one more time. With this blow, let me pay back the Philistines for the loss of my eyes. His life, he is upset that they stole something from him that is so precious. And it is unacceptable. The enemy needs to pay for this. There needs to be retribution because they took something that belonged to me. They took something that God gave to me. They took my vision, they took my sight, and there's going to be hell to pay for the enemy. Our blindness, our lack of vision is affecting our society. It's affecting our churches, our children, our schools, our homes, and our lives. At what point is enough enough? What point do men rise up and say, I'm fed up with this. I need to see the strategy. I need to know how to defeat the enemy. God, help me. Because God is a God of restoration, and that one of the areas that God is able to restore is in man's sight. Mark 10, 51 and 52, then Jesus said to him, he's talking to the blind man, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man replied, Rabbi, let me see again. Let me see again. At one point, this person was able to see, but something happened. And now, that sight that he once had is gone. And the only thing that he wants, he doesn't ask for anything at this moment in time, but he says, oh God, that I can see again. What did Jesus say to him? Go. Your faith has healed you. And immediately, he regained his sight and followed him on the road. If you need vision, that is a prayer that God will. You need to be able to see what God has for you. And I ask you this question. What is it that you want this morning? Strength or vision? The truth of the matter is, you can have both. That's God's promise. I want you to bow your heads for just a moment as we enter into a time of prayer and reflection upon God's word. There are men here. You may not be able to see spiritually. You live life in the natural. You face your day-to-day struggles based upon your own intellect, your own strength, your own work ethic. But there is something that you need, and there's something that you are missing. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to destruction. This way, it's talking about sin. It's talking about doing what you want to do rather than what God wants you to do. Operating in your own strength, making choices based upon what you want rather than what God wants. But the problem is this is destructive. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. It is bringing a curse upon your life, and it is taking you to a devil's hell. But Jesus Christ, he loves you. He loves you very much. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to forgive you of your sins, that you can be made new, you can be forgiven. And that is an opportunity that each and every one of you are going to have here. This morning is to receive Jesus Christ. What I'm talking about is a simple prayer saying, God, you know what? I need help. I need forgiveness. Come into my heart and set me free of this sin. Help me to know spiritual strength in my life. If you like that, I'm asking you to do one thing. Simply raise up your hand, signifying to God that you want a relationship with him. You're tired of living in sin. You're tired of the consequences of sin, and you want to turn to God. That is you in this place and you like to pray, I would count it an honor to pray with you. So I want to give you I'm not going to embarrass you or give you the mic or have you say a speech. You just want to help you to pray and introduce you to Jesus. And that's you. See this young man here? Anybody else? How many of you would like to receive Jesus Christ? Perhaps at one time you were able to see, but you have since turned away and gone back to your old ways. You're backsliding this place. You are not living for God at this time. You would step into eternity just with hell wide open, but that's not what you want. How many would there be that have lifted a hand, backslider, or unsaved person? You can come home this morning. Amen. Finally, I just want to give a challenge to those here. We're going to sing in just a moment, but and also pray quietly to God and talk to God. This is a conversation that can take place. God, I'm tired of living blind. I'm tired of stumbling my way through life. I want to know, what is it you want me to do? I need to be able to see clearly. I don't need to be able to see men as trees walking. I need to be able to actually see them for who they are and what they, well, how you view them. Because the harvest is plentiful, but we must have eyes for the harvest. And only God can do that, so that's a prayer that He'll answer. Let's stand across this place. We're going to sing a song of worship to God. Feel free to pray in your seats. Talk to God.
All right, let's give the Kitchen Help a big round of applause for the breakfast this morning. What a great time we've had. Take these words to heart, man. I challenge you, contend for vision. Vision will change your life. It will change your family. It will change everything. So contend for this. And then we're going to be having another one of these early next month, probably the first, second Saturday of the month. So invite a visitor. These are very effective. People hear the gospel. Invite somebody you know that's unsaved. We make plenty of food. There's room for everybody. And once again, just to remind you, we will be entering in the courtyard. So we'll be parking out front, coming into the courtyard. We'll have signage, so it's a little more clear, a little bit easier to invite somebody, to tell them, just park in the front. You'll see the sign, come on in. And then that should be good. And then if you can help me, we're going to just tear the tables, chairs down, throw away our trash. And as we go, Jeff Burton, if you can dismiss us in prayer. Thank you, guys.